And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you said peaches or pizzas. Is it the fruit or the thing you cook?
Peaches.
P-E-A-C-H. You say peaches and I say pizzas. Look, just before we get on to that, It is the 10th anniversary of the death of George You-Know-Who. You met him with the Beatles.
Okay. I sat on his lap.
Wow. But I've looked
years
at...
ago.
When you were at school, you must have been a big star because you met the Beatles.
Yes, I was a huge star.
Did you?
The girls were very jealous of me.
Did you admit that you only met three of them? I've had a look and Ringo hadn't arrived.
I did only meet three of them, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, but did you know that 10 years before that, Johnny Ray created what I call Johnny Ray Mania in Brisbane?
I'm just trying to think whether I was born then.
Okay, now... I've got a little surprise for you.
Okay.
Here I am covering the arrival of Johnny Ray back in the 50s in Brisbane.
Uh-huh.
Just one thing, my little daughter wants you to wave to her. She's a great Johnny Ray fan. There she is in the lemon dress outside. She's not even looking at the moment.
Oh.
she'll get a kick out of that. She'll tell everybody that Johnny Ray waves to her. And thank you, Johnny Ray. We'll see you later.
Okay, do you remember?
I didn't know I was a Johnny Ray fan.
At 2.5?
That doesn't sound like your voice either. You sound quite different. Two and a half, were they? Oh, now everyone knows how old I am.
You sound different too. Fortunately. Okay.
Oh, dear. No, peaches. I had the most divine white peach last week. It was juicy and fragrant. In fact, it was dribbling down my chin when I was eating it. I just loved it. But I was surprised that white peaches are in season so early. Usually they're late summer arrivals. And yes, I bought it from my local greengrocer. I just wish that these beautiful stone fruits were labelled and we were told a little bit more about them rather than just given a price per kilo, like the variety and maybe where they've come from, because I don't know where this white peach had come from. The yellow peaches are also in season, and apricots as well, all glorious, and the plums will arrive a little bit later.
I agree with you. I've eaten several of the peaches. I usually do it over the kitchen sink.
Yes, like mangoes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, all these stoned fruits, I'm stoned on fruit because I adore stoned fruit, I belong to the rose family, something I point out in my Cook's Garden book, and they're very fragile and must be handled with care. Ideally, actually, they're best eaten from the tree, and in fact, last summer I went up to Bilpin, there are quite a few orchards up there where you can pick your own. I think that's a lovely day outing for people. They can go up there on Sundays, take the family, take a basket and pick all these lovely fresh peaches and nectarine straight from the tree, and that way, you know, they don't get bruised, which they often can get when they're being transported in big trucks.
Mm.
But another lovely thing to do on Sunday mornings with the family is to take them out to the Pisanella Cheese Factory in Marrickville. I think I've mentioned this to you before. This is where all the fresh Italian cheeses come from, the bocconcini, the mozzarella, that lovely fresh white ricotta. And today I've done a recipe for you using a cheese that I actually predict is going to become the big new fashion. It's called burrata, B-U-R-R-A-T-A. And an American food writer who lives in Florence actually describes it as something between sex and cheese, because it's tied in a top knot, and it's made from mozzarella on the outside, but when you cut into it, it oozes all this cream. So I've done this recipe using apricots. It's sort of a Moroccan-style recipe. I've dusted them with cinnamon sugar, cut them into crescent shapes, dusted them with cinnamon sugar and let them to stand for about an hour till they release all their juices, and then place them around the burrata with some pomegranate seeds. Pomegranates are very fashionable. And then you put them around the plate just before you serve, and then you just cut the burrata at the last minute and it oozes all this cream around the fruit. Absolutely divine. And a fabulous thing for summer entertaining and very easy.
Okay, would you spell burrata again, please?
B-U-R-R-A-T-A, burrata.
And it's easy to buy?
Yes, you can buy it at good delis. I know that Fourth Village in Mossman has it, but Pisanella at Haberfield. And as I said, you can go on a Sunday morning out to the factory at Marrickville and buy all those fresh cheeses there.
Where's the factory?
Gerrard Street, Marrickville.
Okay, your recipe is in your...
Yes, it's the burrata with the Moroccan cinnamon apricots, and it's on sheridanrogers.com.au, and there's also a banner there for my new book, The Cook's Garden. If you just click on that, it'll go straight to the website where you can buy it from.
Talk to you next week.
Thank